Hey, from our friends at My Pure Health Solutions, big October special for you. Calling it our Thinsgiving special. You can lose 20 pounds before Thanksgiving, feel better, look great at all those family events. Even better, you can save 15% off your customized weight loss program until Halloween. No trick, just treats. You got it. Go to GruberHealth.com. I want you to check that out, by the way. GruberHealth.com. Go see how pretty I am, or something like that. And then I just got the look from Ivy. You see how that works? I just got the look. At any rate, GruberHealth.com. You can find out more. Remember, you can use Flex accounts, health savings accounts, and so much more. All right. So impeachment. What do you make of it? I'm serious. What do you make of it? Because I am going with the Republican numbers. I think they're accurate that came out. Because every place I go, I don't hear Democrats jumping up and down for impeachment. Some. But those are the ones that, you know, have hated Trump since, you know, he came down the escalator. So it's not exactly news. News flash, AOC hates Donald Trump. Not news, right? But here are the numbers. They show that independents and voters in districts Trump won with a Democratic member of Congress are against impeachment. A new poll taken by the House GOP's campaign arm showed 68% of all voters see impeachment as being politically motivated purely. I thought the number would be higher. But more importantly than this, a memo obtained by The Hill that included information on the poll, which surveyed voters in 95 battleground districts, said that an anti-impeachment Republican candidate who wants voters to decide the fate of the president in the next election gets 50% support. A pro-impeachment Democrat gets only 42% support. The anti-impeachment Republican candidate led the pro impeachment Democrat in districts held by Republicans and Democrats. Let me say that again, held by Republicans and Democrats. In Republican-held districts, the advantage 53 to 40%. In Democrat districts, 43% for 47% support the Republican candidate. So the Republicans win all the way around. In districts won by President Trump, now held by Democrats, the advantage for Republicans, 54 to 38. 54 to 38%. You take that right to the bank. People are fed up with all this nonsense. And one defining feature of the Democrat Party so far has been the party's hard left turn. In all the recent comments and debates and public forums, candidates have supported policies like offering health insurance to illegal aliens. Commentators have warned about the potential electoral penalty for repelling persuadable voters. Political science research suggests that moderates generally fare better in elections, but much of our current understanding is speculative. There's been little directly relevant data on how voters are reacting at the moment. Are swing voters being put off? It seems like it, based on the numbers I just shared. Are Democratic voters excited and more likely to stick with their party? It doesn't sound that way to people I talk to. How do you like, you know, Joe Biden? Elizabeth Warren? Yeah, she's okay. That's what I hear. That's what I hear. And the embrace of this far-left progressivism pushes people away from the Democrats. I'm telling you that Social Security for illegal aliens, not popular. Universal income, giving paychecks to people who could but don't want to work, not popular. Reparations for people of color from people that are not of color, not popular. A completely government-run healthcare system, taking away Cadillac benefits from union members and so forth, and directing how your healthcare will be taken care of from the government only, not popular. Forced gun buybacks and confiscation, certainly not popular. Abortion on demand up until the moment of birth, this is not popular. And so you can go down the list over and over and over and over and over and find these things that are going on and find things that are just not popular. And with that in mind, and with impeachment being viewed as solely partisan, the advantage has to be given to Donald Trump. even though Donald Trump's numbers don't seem to move much from about 45%. The Real Clear Politics average, his support sticks at about 45%. You have some polls that show him at 40 or 41. Some polls that show him at 48, 49. On occasion, he'll break 50, 51. But then they'll slide back. So it stays pretty static at about 45%. The problem being is, people don't have to like him to vote for him. I think that's the thing that a lot of folks miss in this conversation. You don't have to like the guy to vote for the guy. And I think that a lot of my friends on the Democratic side of the aisle don't seem to understand that. My Democrat friends and liberal friends don't seem to. They seem to think you have to like the person to vote for him. I had a lot of bosses in my life that I didn't really care for. But they were the boss, and, you know, they had the respect. Don't have to like people to have it work. Anyhow, once you retire, that regular paycheck is going to stop from your job. But you know what won't stop? Bills. You'll have monthly utilities, health care, and, yes, you're going to pay taxes. Even in retirement, the IRS does not take a day off. Fortunately, you have a 401k or an IRA, but how do you convert that money into those accounts into actual retirement income? Well, let me tell you, Bruce Van Hollen, Michael Douglas at Life Plan Advisory Services can help you do that. They'll sit down with you, design a personalized distribution strategy that can help you generate income for the rest of your life. You won't have to worry about whether the market's up or down or who's sitting in the White House. You can focus instead on the things that matter, like spending more time with your family, meeting friends for lunch, doing those things you never had time to do before. Call Bruce and Michael, 517-323-7526, 517-323-7526, or go to MyLifePlanFinancial.com, MyLifePlanFinancial.com. You might as well do it now. I mean, what are you waiting for? Some final thoughts as we head towards the finish line right after this.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. Car insurance in Michigan is a problem not yet solved. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close, and there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Thousands of jobs across the state of Michigan may be lost due to some recent changes in the auto insurance system. If you think Michigan's elected officials should be doing what they can to lower insurance premiums without closing businesses, learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.